The big waves had brought surfers from all over the world, but this was definitely a day for the professionals. Barley was going to have to use all his surf experience to get the shots without risking his safety. Positioning was going to be everything.
This really is a dangerous sport. Superficially, it looks a bit like skiing, skiing down the face of a mountain. The difference here is that the mountain's actually chasing you and wanting to gobble you up as you go along. This is what we came for.
Barley got into position for his first shot of the day. A 10-foot barrel wave. Capturing a shot like this leaves little margin for error, as Barley discovered.
I tried to hold on as long as I could. It sucked me over the falls afterwards. And this thing is so heavy. I was in the foam inside trying to get up. My right leg cramped and I couldn't get up for ages. I was just lucky it wasn't really much behind it. I'd still be in there trying to get out.
For the next shots, Barley's position in the waves was right on the money. Using the slow motion camera underwater had paid off. Here, for the first time, revealing the vortices created by huge waves. Then the shot that crowned a perfect day.
I shot it and I wasn't sure how good it was. I watched it back. I'm like still got shivers in my spine because it's just probably the best shot I've ever got in the water. Without a doubt.
And here it is. Big wave surfer Dylan Longbottom in a 12-foot monster barrel wave filmed in super slow motion. The first shots of their kind ever recorded. And this time, Barley's exit from the wave was perfect.